is Chris. Welcome to Odyssey. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder and discovery. So why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
Oh, no. No, no, no!
Mr. Blacker?
Yes, what now?
You'll recall the fuel pump incident.
Yes.
The door opens in, sir.
I knew that. The time, the place, the torture. Oh, enforce it. Myself will straight aboard, and to the state, this heavy act with heavy heart relate. I'm finished. Yes, yes, thank you. Thank you. Shakespeare, where's my tea?
Coming, Mr. Blackard. Here you are.
I don't believe it, Shakespeare. I don't believe it. How many more of these free events will we have to put together before we get some sort of response?
Don't be completely disappointed, sir. At least most of the crowd didn't walk out in the middle of your performance this time.
At least walking out meant they were awake. Today my soliloquy was interrupted 3 times by someone snoring.
Oh.
And I'd swear it sounded as if it came from backstage.
Really? The acoustics can be very deceptive, sir.
Indeed. Oh, Shakespeare, the indignity of it all. What will it take to make the people appreciate the fine art we bring to this town?
Perhaps a promotional strategy, sir.
A what?
Promotion, sir. Well, I've been reading all about it. Perhaps if we promote the theatre in more innovative ways, then people will come to our productions.
Innovative? Oh, please. Say you're not thinking about those tacky little pens with our name printed along the edge, or a potholder with my face on it.
No.
I have no desire to have hot pans pressed against my face, Shakespeare.
Of course not, sir. I'm thinking about sponsored events.
Sponsored events? You mean like our failed Shakespeare in the Park performances?
Well, I don't believe they were failures, sir.
No. Shakespeare, do you have any idea of what it's like to catch a frisbee while trying to play Macbeth?
No, sir, I don't.
Or performing Hamlet to the thudding bass of a boombox. I found myself doing to be or not to be in rap.
It drew a crowd, sir.
Well, only because I threw out my back doing the hand gestures. Oh, Shakespeare, what are we to do?
I have a surefire plan, sir.
Oh, have you?
Yes, sir. This time we'll sponsor something that will excite the people, show them we have the common touch, and impress them with our diversity.
Oh, and how will we accomplish all those things, pray tell?
This time we'll sponsor a bike race.
What?
A bike race for the youth of Odyssey. All the best books say the most effective way to reach the parents is through their children.
But a bike race? Oh, next you'll be telling me we should do puppet shows. No, Shakespeare, I won't do it.
Oh, but sir...
Absolutely not, Shakespeare. It's out of the question. I'd have to have my brain replaced with a broccoli sprout to agree to such a thing. Thank you. Shakespeare!
Your tea, sir?
No, forget about the tea. Bring me a broccoli sprout and tell me more about that bike race.
No, it's an actual bike race. Not at the Harlequin. It's at Macalester Park. Yes, this Saturday at 2 p.m. Thank you. Thank you for calling the Harlequin Theatre. Registration forms will be available at the race. 2:00. Harlequin Theatre.
Shakespeare, where's my lemonade?
Just a moment, sir. Yes, Mr. Gantry. Oh, yes, I have the artwork of the poster for the race. You've done an excellent job. Yes, I'll come along shortly and discuss the details.
Well, aren't you the busy little beaver?
Yes, sir. Just taking calls about the bike race, organizing the event, sorting out the publicity.
And my lemonade?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. So, a lot of people have been calling about the bike race. Well, that's good. I told you it was a brilliant idea.
Yes, brilliant.
You see, Shakespeare, a bike race appeals to the common people, the ones with whom I appear to have the most difficult time connecting. But as I've said time and time again, they are the ones who form the very fabric of this town, with their soot-covered hands clawing the coal from the earth.
Coal, sir?
I'm speaking metaphorically, of course. By sponsoring this bike race, the good people of Odyssey will see how much I care, how I suffer the slings and arrows daily, just so I can bring culture to their otherwise drab environs. And, of course, the grand prize is the biggest draw of all. Who wouldn't want to win a year-long pass to all my performances at the Harlequin Theatre?
Or a new top-of-the-line mountain bike?
Yes, that too, I suppose.
Now, if you'll excuse me, sir, I need to be off to Mr. Gantry's printing.
Mr. Gantry's?
The registration forms for the race are finished, as well as the artwork for the poster.
Poster? Oh, let me see.
Well, here it is.
Oh, no. No, no, no! That poster is entirely unacceptable.
Sir?
No. Where is my picture?
Well,
it's supposed to cover the top of the poster. How will people even know who is sponsoring this race if my face is not prominently displayed?
Aside from the words Harlequin Theatre in large lettering?
It's not enough! You have to tell him to include the photo.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but he said that to include a photograph would raise the price significantly to...
Shakespeare.
Yes?
You have no concept of how to deal with people.
I don't.
Must I do everything myself? Ah, well, I'll talk to Mr. Gantry. Bring the car around.
I'm sorry, sir, but the car is still in the garage. You'll recall the fuel pump incident.
yes, of course.
I'm terribly sorry, sir. I'll walk to the shop right now, and I'll be certain to bring up the matter with him.
Oh, nonsense, Shakespeare. We'll simply walk there together.
Walk? Together, sir?
Of course, walk. Do you think I'm incapable of something so basic as walking down the street?
Well, of course not.
Shakespeare, the door.
Opening it now, sir.
Cal!
Hey, Alice.
What do you want?
Did you hear about the bike race?
No. What bike race?
Well, it's this Saturday in McAllister Park, and the winner gets a brand new Howling Speed Turbo Deluxe mountain bike.
What? You're kidding.
14-karat aluminum handlebars, flashy red decals, and
speeds that howl like the wind.
That's so cool. Now maybe I can get rid of my old bike.
What's wrong with your bike?
Well, look at it. It's like 1990s orange. No one uses this color anymore, unless they're making a sign that says, Detour, Road Construction Ahead. I hate it. But when I win the Howling Speed Turbo Deluxe...
Whoa now, wait a minute. What makes you think that you're going to win it? I know of at least one other person who will probably walk away with the bike.
Oh yeah? Who?
Me.
You can't outrace me.
Sure I can.
You're crazy.
I'll prove it to you.
I already believe you're crazy. You don't have to prove it.
Oh, come on. We'll race over to McAllister Park.
You're on.
Okay. Ready? On your mark. Get set. Go!
Cal Jordan takes the early lead.
Now, Shakespeare, a few details you must keep in mind.
Yes, sir?
When the people register, you must be certain to give them our brochure about upcoming productions.
Of course, sir.
And, oh dear, make sure that you tell them how we are putting together this bike race out of the kindness of our hearts, and how the Harlequin Theatre and Edwin Blackard care deeply for the community, and... dear me, this is a long walk, isn't it?
I suppose so.
And I think we've been going uphill the entire distance as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I was saying, you'll be establishing all of the markers on the race course, correct?
Yes.
And you'll be finishing the registration booth with the hand-painted sign of our logo.
Of course.
Perfect. You know, Shakespeare, this may turn out all right. It's not nearly as painful as I expected.
It looks like 47-time world champion Cal Jordan will win once again. The challenger can't keep up.
Think again. Alex Jefferson is gaining fast.
He'll never catch Lightning Cal Jordan.
They're neck and neck. They're both giving it all they've got. It looks like Alex is winning.
But Cal knows the secret shortcut around the next curve. He takes the inside track.
Cal, you're not allowed on this sidewalk.
Ah. Are we nearly there? Gantry's shop is just around the corner, isn't it?
Yes, Mr. Blackguard. Follow me.
Cal Jordan, it's maximum speed.
Cal, look out!
What? Whoa! Look out ahead!
Shakespeare!
I can't stop!
Poor Shakespeare.
Tibia is broken here, Mr. Shakespeare.
Oh, dear.
We've set your leg in a cast, and it should heal completely within, oh, say, 6 weeks or so.
6 weeks?
Oh, yes, these things take time. You will need to use crutches, but for the next week or so, I want you to stay in bed. Any activity could slow the healing process.
But, Doctor, we have a bike race to set up tomorrow. Surely you've seen the signs? How can Shakespeare work on crutches?
I'm sorry, but you're going to have to find someone else to do the work.
Oh.
You want the leg to heal properly, don't you?
Oh, yes, of course.
Call me if you have any problems or questions, all right?
I will.
Shall we away, then? Bring the car around, Shakespeare. Oh, right. I'll bring the car around. Of course, the car is in the garage. I'll call a cab. Precisely, how do you call a cab, Shakespeare?
With the phone, sir. The door, Mr. Blackguard.
Thank you, Shakespeare.
I meant, could you open it for me?
Oh? Oh, right, of course. So sorry. Here you are.
Thank you, sir.
Now, what still needs to be done for the race?
I need to call Odyssey 105 to make sure they have a reporter there for the event.
Well, that should be easy. I can do that.
Despite what the doctor said, I feel ready and able to assist you in
Nonsense! The doctor said you need a break.
I already have one, sir.
Oh? Oh, yes. Well, Shakespeare, why don't you go watch television or whatever it is you do to relax?
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Now to business. Shakespeare, where is the phone book?
It's in the cupboard next to the broom closet, sir.
Silly me, of course. Shakespeare, where is the broom closet?
The door closest to the bathroom.
Yes! In the cupboard next to the broom closet. Phone book. Aha! There we are, yes. Now, Odyssey 105. Shakespeare, where is...
It's in the yellow pages under radio stations.
I see, yes. Now, the phone...
In the corner.
I knew that. Shakespeare, this is foolish. You need to rest. I'll phone the station later. In the meantime, I'll go back to Mr. Gantry's to finish our interrupted business.
But, sir, are you sure you'll be able to manage without me?
Oh, for heaven's sake, it's not as though I'm completely helpless.
Of course not.
The door.
The door opens in, sir.
I knew that.
So how long was your dad upset?
Not too long. I have to go and personally apologize to Mr. Shakespeare, though.
Is that all? You got off easy, then.
Easy? I don't have my bike anymore. It's completely twisted and broken. I won't even be able to race tomorrow.
That's too bad.
Hey, Alex. I was wondering if I could use your bike to go apologize to Mr. Shakespeare.
Sorry. My mom gave me a whole list of stuff she wants at the store.
Oh, great. I'll have to walk.
Harlequin Theater. This is Edwin Blaggard speaking. Oh, no, Melvin. I thought we discussed this at length. The race will begin exactly at 2 o'clock. No, I'm not performing. Well, you don't have to sound so pleased. Yes, it's a real race for the children of Odyssey. Who will it benefit? Why, it'll benefit me. I mean, it'll benefit me. I desire to reach out to the community. I have no idea how many will be there. All I'm asking is that you please send someone to cover it on your radio station. Thank you. Someone's at the door. I must go. Ta-ta! Philistine. Oh, hold on. I'll be right there. Yes, what is it?
Sorry, Mr. Blackard. I just wanted to apologize to Mr. Shakespeare about yesterday. You see...
Yes, I see. Well, he's upstairs, but don't disturb him if he's sleeping.
Okay, thank you.
Hello. Oh, yes, Bart. I have all the stakes and markers that I need. Yes, I know what the Electric Palace offers. You'll recall that I own the Electric Palace, Bart.
Mr. Blackard?
Yes, what now?
Mr. Shakespeare was sleeping. Would you tell him that I stopped by?
Of course, and thank you for not disturbing him. I'm sure he'll be tickled pink to hear that you were in the area and didn't break any of his other bones.
Sure. See ya.
No, wait, just a moment. Cal, dear boy, before you go, I have something I want to show you.
What?
This.
A stopwatch?
Yes, here you are. Now, Cal, if you needed to, say, bake a cake or perhaps time a race of some sort, hypothetically speaking, mind you, how would you go about doing that?
You need to know how to run a stopwatch.
No, of course not. Oh, no, this is merely a hypothetical question.
Well, I guess I would probably push the start button here.
Start.
And then when I wanted to stop the timer, I would push the stop button here.
Stop. Right. Well done. Good hypothetical answer.
Is there anything else?
Well, since you're on a roll, how are you with, say, microwave ovens? Yes, I know you're finished. Now, where is that potholder? Where are you, little potholder? Where are you? Where are you? Oh, forget it. I'll just... Ow! Ow! Brilliant! Here are the potholders. Perfect timing. Now, where are the teacups? Aha! Here they are. Here they were. Father!
Come in, sir.
Oh, don't get out of bed, Shakespeare. I brought you some tea.
Oh, why, thank you, sir. Oh, that's most kind. Thank you, really. So what was all the commotion a few moments earlier? I thought I heard some crashing downstairs.
whilst I was trying to make some tea, I slipped on my freshly mopped floor.
Well, that would explain one crash, but I heard a series of them.
Well, I had to get the milk and sugar, didn't I?
Oh, right.
Just drink your tea and get some rest. And please, for my sanity, get better soon.
Good afternoon, Odyssey! This is Crying Brian Dern, live from McAllister Park, with the most thrilling thing that Melvin, our news director, could find for me to cover today. That's right, it's the first annual Harlequin Theater Bike Race. Somebody just knocked me out right now. I don't think I can take the excitement. Now, there's a crowd of about 100 screaming kids around the registration table. It's just about time for the race to start. Edwin Blackard, the organizer of the race, looks like he's doing the death scene from Richard III. Or maybe he always looks that way.
Are you sure we have to wait in this line?
Yes, we have to turn in our registration slips. Oh, there's Mr. Blackard.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, please calm down, children. You all get your turn. Now, listen up. Each of you needs to turn in your registration slip and have it stamped by me. Then you move to that line for your badges and places number. Then you go on to the next line for... Slow down, slow down. No, back, 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 I say. Get back. The line forms to the right. No, stage right. No, only one form each. No, 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 no.
Thanks for coming down to watch me, Cal.
Hey, what are cousins for?
Your registration slip, please.
Here you go, Mr. Blackard.
Thank you.
How's Mr. Shakespeare doing?
Mr. Shakespeare is recovering quite well. I, on the other hand, may need weeks of recovery, not to mention shock therapy.
Huh?
I hadn't realized how much I depend on Shakespeare until now. It seems that without him, it's like I've lost my right hand.
Gross. Cool.
Hurry along. There are others in line.
Yes, Mr. Blackard.
Looks like we're finally about to get started, folks. And I tell you what, my toes are simply braided by the buzz of excitement. Now, what could be better than dozens of kids riding their bikes over a nearly impossible track to win a new bike? Oh, and a pass to the Harlequin. Now, other than waiting for my Aunt Edna's varicose veins to heal, I can't think of a thing. And... yes, yes, I see Edwin Blackard at the starting line.
All right, everyone. On your marks. Get set.
And they're off. And folks, there are dozens of bicycles headed down the course. Everyone's neck and neck with no apparent leader. Tension's rising fast. In fact, the only thing that could ruin this is a station break. Go ahead and roll it, Marty. So sorry you had to miss everything that's happened so far. Let me give you a recap here. The bicyclists started at the beginning and are now racing towards the finish line. Yeah, I guess that about sums it up. I see two cyclists who have taken the lead. It's one kid and another kid. What's that? Oh, it's David Strausberg and Alex Jefferson. Good. Despite a slow start, Alex Jefferson has made some shrewd moves to navigate to the front. But will he ever catch David? You could cut the suspense with a butter knife. Marty, could you get me another soda? I'm out. It looks like Alex has caught up to David. They're neck and neck. The crowd is on their feet. Well, actually, I think they're looking for a quick exit. I'll tell you, folks, the chariot race in Ben-Hur has nothing on this. It looks like Alex is getting a slight edge. He's gaining more ground now. And that's it! Alex Jefferson wins the race! Oh, you've never seen such speed, except when I get out of here, which is going to happen right now. Thanks to the five of you who bothered to tune in. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll...
Alex, congratulations!
Thanks, Cal.
Pardon me. Excuse me, please. Oh, step on my foot. Let me through, please. Ow. Thank you. Aha, Mr. Jefferson. Congratulations on your win of the first Harlequin Dinner Theater bike race, sponsored by that showplace of showplaces, the Harlequin Dinner Theater. Here is the first part of your prize, your year-long pass to the Harlequin.
Oh, I forgot about that.
How could you when this year we'll be performing some of our greatest dramas ever? I'm sure that you and your family will get endless enjoyment from your visits. And the other part of your prize, the new mountain bicycle.
Thank you, Mr. Blacker.
You're welcome. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go take some large tablets of aspirin.
Great job, Alex. Good thing for you I didn't race.
Yeah, right. Excuse me, Cal, but I need to go over and say a few words to my dad's video camera.
Sure.
Oh, this is awkward. I have two bikes here. How am I going to get both of them home?
I could ride your old one if you want.
That's a good idea. In fact, why don't you keep my old bike?
What? You're giving it to me?
Sure.
Wow, are you serious?
Yep, as long as you promise to take better care of it than you did your last bike. And keep off the sidewalks.
It's a deal.
Then let's go.
Mr. Blackheart, you're back.
That I am, Shakespeare.
How'd the race go?
I don't believe it was a true disaster. Actually, it came off quite well.
That's good to hear. But I expected you back much earlier. I heard the end of the race on the radio.
Well, I had to pick up something special at Gantry's printing. It's a bit of a surprise.
A surprise, sir?
Yes, it's this.
Why, it's a nameplate. Why, thank you, sir.
Now read what's on it.
Made in Taiwan.
The other side.
Walter Shakespeare. Vice President. Why, Mr. Blackheart, I don't know what to say.
You deserve it, Shakespeare. You are, after all, the second most important person around here.
Well, thank you, sir.
And now, as Vice President, your first duty is a simple one.
Yes, sir.
Get better soon, please.
I think it's pretty amazing that we often don't realize how much something means to us until we have to go without it. It's really important to appreciate what we have, because when it comes right down to it, everything we have is a gift from God. Now, that doesn't mean we can't hope for better things or better situations, as long as hoping doesn't keep us from being thankful for what we have right now. As it says in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 and 18, "Rejoice always, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Break a Leg was written by Nathan Hubler and directed by Kathy Waringa. Our production engineer was Rob Jorgensen. And our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.